Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
At that appropriate time, or let me say at the appointed time, that prophetic word was taken out of the heavens, follow me, by an angel and sold to Mary. And I want to show you something here. It was taken, Isaiah prophesied it. And at the appointed time, the angel Gabriel came, took that word out of heaven and sold it to Mary, right? Now, the prophetic word which had been spoken before, it was a prophetic word, but when the angel sowed it, it became what we call the proceeding word. I want you to catch that phrase and remember that. It became the proceeding word. The angel caught it, Isaiah spoke it, it was prophetic. But the angel took it and brought it down and spoke it to Mary. It became the preceding word. In other words, it became the word in the present. So see, God sends prophetic words. If you're only listening, not hearing, you'll miss it. When you get familiar with things, you'll hear it, you'll be listening, but you won't hear it. But when you hear it, see, it was sown into Mary's heart. And it became the proceeding word, right? What is that? That's the word in the present. Isaiah spoke it in the spirit realm 400 years. But at the appointed time, and this is when destiny is set in our hearts. See, God has already set your destiny. And prophetic words are already over your life. At the appointed time, that prophetic word will become a proceeding word. It'll be sown and it'll start to change your life as it did with Mary. So it required a messenger to bring it to her in the same manner men are standing in the presence of God and are given the awesome task of taking God's word and his eternal purpose and sowing it to hearts. This is how powerful the prophetic word is, because when it's sown and it's heard and received, it goes from prophetic to proceeding. Now, what you need to understand, when a preceding word starts, it puts an expository date on the devil's activity. In other words, the moment that that preceding word is received, the clock starts to tick. Everything the devil had planned, everything he's trying to do, time is up. Because that word now becomes a preceding word. It becomes a present word. It was prophesied. But eternity is set in our heart, and God knows our appointed times. And this is why you and I must understand and embrace the reality that all things are working together for your good. God hadn't made any mistakes. God's not late on his promise. It's going to happen just like God planned it. Just like God has established it, just like God has appointed it, eternity is set in our heart. And at the particular, you know, it's like a time, y'all know, medicines that are time released. You can take it and say, don't drive when you're taking it. You say, well, I got to drive just so I'll take it, but it'll be an hour for its release. I'll be back. So you take it, but you forget. And you still out, and then before you know it, you're getting drowsy because it's about an hour and now it's being released. Well, that's how that prophetic word is when eternity intersects our timeline. At the appointed time, it becomes the preceding word. Stuff starts and an expository date is placed on everything the devil has tried to do. Oh, that's rejoicing. That's shouting ground right there. In other words, the jig is up. Because the word has become a proceeding word. It's not just a prophetic word. It's something that's been sowed into my heart. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful that is, the proceeding word. So all the appropriate time, or let me say at, and all the time it takes, at the appropriate time, it will become a reality. This is why the enemy always tried to shut the mouths of the prophets. Stop the mouths of the prophets, because if they prophesy and they put it out there, at some point in time, it's going to become a proceeding word. Do you understand? When you decree as a covenant authority, come on, somebody. When you decree a thing, it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon it on your way. When you prophesy, it goes out there, but over time, wherever it's supposed to fall, it's going to become a proceeding word. It goes out, and it will not return void. It will accomplish what God has purposed for it to accomplish. Now, the word was done, or it became complete in Mary. Eternity is set. Look at someone, tell me, eternity is set in your heart. And it will manifest in its appropriate time on the earth. What happens in this process, and this is what I'm showing you as a process. What happened with Mary, once the angel sowed that word and it became a proceeding word, the Spirit of God overshadowed her. There was an overshadowing. Right? And when it overshadows you, now tell somebody, get ready for this. I'm still prophesying to you. When it overshadowed Mary, it caused her to move from just being ordinary to being extraordinary. It caused her to become highly favored. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Come on, church. Tell somebody, I'm going somewhere. That's what the proceeding word does to us. God never intends for you to blend in. You may be a disruptor, but God is not intended for you to blend in. Uh-uh. You know, you may not always be a disruptor. There's times you will disrupt stuff. You wonder, Lord, why can't I? He's not trying to get you to blend in. He's wanting to disrupt some stuff, some cycles, some hidden wires, some bondages. So listen, alignment doesn't always, don't wait for comfort for alignment. Get in alignment, whether it's comfortable or not. Because it's not guaranteed comfort. It's not. Comfort is, some people equate comfort to be God. No, peace in the midst of storms, in the midst of discomfort, in the prison, in stocks, having been beaten, you can still sing. That's what's going to change things. So the Word of God works in us, and it will realign every circumstance. When you receive the proceeding word, when you're not just hearers or listeners, but you hear, and that word is sown in your heart, you believe it, you receive it, it'll overshadow you. That thing will take root. And then it begins to work in you. And as it realigns you, all the circumstances in your life are going to start to realign. Relationships are going to realign. Relationships are going to yield to the fulfillment of that word. Come on, saints of God. You just don't know how powerful and important you are to the kingdom of God. Let me say it again. Relationships will yield to the fulfillment of that word, and circumstances will realign to that word. God will engineer situations until his plans and purposes are fulfilled, just like he said. Tell somebody, God's in control of this. My part is to receive the prophetic word in my heart, believe it till it becomes the proceeding word. What happens? It begins to first change me. It overshadows me. I walk around looking like a light bulb. And nobody else may have no joy, but I'm full of the joy of the Lord. Because God spoke to me. God said something to me. God showed me something. I received it in my heart. I don't know if you did, but I got it. After that, it becomes a proceeding word. Circumstances start bowing. Relationships start lining up. The right people start coming. Wrong people start leaving. Amen. That's the power of the proceeding word. Favor starts to embrace, take you over. It starts to take you over. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that God, this is the New American Standard. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God in his faithfulness will continue to confirm you and further establish his proceeding word in your heart.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From his presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's To Perfection, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.